victimization may make you feel more understood, but it's not helping you to get where you want to get to.
This podcast, The Underestimated Entrepreneur, is for the driven mofos out there who are driven to achieve more in life and business. After studying 1,457 of the world's most successful people in different fields and spending over $1 million on coaches, consultants, and seminars, I want to share with you the key learnings, lessons, tips, tools, and strategies that have not only made them super successful, but have also allowed me to go from the kid who was put into special classes, getting kicked out of school and wanting to end my life, to becoming the mental performance coach to some of the country's most successful people and helping me to grow multiple businesses. I want to help all of those out there who have been underestimated to prove their doubters wrong and to help them to achieve more than they could possibly imagine. I hope you enjoy.
Driven Mofos, welcome back to another episode of The Underestimated Entrepreneur. Let's talk about the victim mentality. It's everywhere these days. I was talking to a lawyer the other day and they were just saying about how so many young people were coming into the legal profession and they still have this victim-like mentality where they don't like being spoken to a certain way. They don't like having your voice raised. They don't like it when your facial expressions suggest that you're not interested in them or that they don't get their own way. And so she was just saying that there is this victim-like mentality in a lot of younger people coming into the workforce. And she said it actually hinders them so much from the progression of their career, because those who are prepared to put in the work, those who are prepared to be a little bit stronger, a little bit tougher and work through things, are those who tend to achieve higher levels. And those people tend to get left behind, and then it reinforces their victim mentality that they never get anywhere, they don't get opportunities, they don't get gifted the things that they want to be gifted, and that life isn't working for them. So how do we break through this, especially in this day and age with so much of this victim, I don't know what you'd call it, victim rewarding? And so I was just listening to a podcast or a bit of a podcast interview, and they were talking about someone making crazy claims about mental health and, you know, how they've got all these mental health issues and so on. Yet at the same time, they're criticizing other people, judging other people, making allegations towards other people with no evidence. And this person was arguing with them about that topic, the way that they were handling it. But what it does is it reinforces the victimization. Now, you'll hear me say this quite a lot on social media, and you'll hear me say this quite a lot on the podcast. The energy that you give out is the energy you get back. So if you perceive yourself as a victim and you keep seeing that you're a victim of the world that's happening around you. When I say victim, I don't mean someone who has had sexual abuse or something really damaging that can happen in their own life. Now, different people work through this in different ways. You know, I've worked with a lot of people who have been dealt a really tough hand in life, whether it is through sexual abuse, whether it's through physical abuse, whether it's through growing up in a violent family, whether it's from having people, you know, give them up at birth or anything like that. Like, there has been so many people that I've worked with over the years, you know, tens of thousands now. But there are a lot of people out there who go, right, this has happened to me. I can't go back and I can't change the past. What I can do is I can change my perception, my perspective of the past based on my own mindset. And I know that these things that have happened to me haven't happened to me as a disadvantage in life, but as a benefit to my future. Whether it's making me stronger, more accountable, more resilient, more determined, whatever it is, they will work through that in order to come out the other side a better person. But then there is a whole bunch of people in society who do the complete opposite. They say, well, these things have happened to me, therefore that's the reason why I don't get the results that I want. I'm not getting the rewards that I want in life. I'm not getting to the top of my field. I'm not getting to the top of my career. Maybe it's because of all these reasons of my past, which I'm going to keep blaming. But the more you blame something, the more it removes the responsibility away from yourself. And those who are more responsible in life get better results. So although taking that perspective of a victim sometimes makes someone feel better, and it might make them feel more understood, it might get them better connection, over a period of time, it does not help. I watched someone many, many years ago. So this is my own personal experience. About 10 years ago, I met someone who is in a movement of women's empowerment. And they had done a bodybuilding competition. Obviously, they had, you could say, issues with their body image. So this person had had body image issues. They must have seen themselves as being not good enough or whatever. And maybe they'd related that to their body. So they go on this real harsh diet. They lose all this weight. And then from there, they end up going into a bodybuilding competition. In that competition, they didn't do well at all. So then afterwards they come out of it and they go, well, I didn't get the results that I wanted, but I have this amazing body, yet I still feel shit about myself. Ah, I know what I need to do. I need to empower other women out there to not define their body by the way that they look. They need to feel more confident in themselves and not worry about how their body looks. That's great. It's a powerful message. But the problem is that person over time put on weight, didn't look after themselves. They've aged quite dramatically and quite rapidly from what I've seen. And yet they talk about all this women empowerment movement. And there are a lot of women in that community who are overweight, who are obese, who don't look after themselves. And now it just gives them a reason to be able to eat shit food, to tell everybody else that if you don't like the way that they look, like if they're wearing, you know, booty shorts out in public with these massively overweight legs, that that's everyone else's problem and not their problem, that they shouldn't feel bad about themselves and they shouldn't feel bad about the way that they look. But I disagree with that. I completely disagree with that. And I completely disagree with that for many different reasons. We know scientifically that there is a weight range that increases lifestyle and life expectation. So if we are in a healthy weight range, now there's a bit of a debate between healthy weight range, because if you've got more muscle, you might be out of that healthy weight range. Like I know I sort of borderline on that healthy weight range because of my muscle mass. I would say that I could probably lose a little bit more, which I'm doing currently. But at the same time, I'm pulling that back in. I'm cleaning that up because it started to get a little bit worrying as well, especially when I started putting on a little bit more weight. But I looked in the mirror one day and I went, this is fucking unacceptable. And so it made me want to change to better my health. But there is this healthy weight range. We know that it increases life expectancy, but also it allows us to live a better lifestyle because you're able to move more effectively, you get less joint pain, you have less back pain, you have less mental health issues because your body's working more effectively, your hormonal states are better being in that healthy weight range, which is why we have a healthy weight range. So when you start pushing outside of that and then claiming that, well, you know what, I should just feel good about myself, why? Why not have people around you and go, you're fucking fat and you look gross, you need to change this shit. That pain makes people want to change. And if we remove pain from people's lives, it stops most people from changing. And I know that if you're in this community, there have been so many times in your own life where you've looked at yourself and said, you know what, I'm not happy with where I want to be. I'm actually pissed off with myself because I don't have the money that I want. And that pisses me off. I'm not happy with my body image. I look in the mirror and I don't feel good about myself. I need to change something. And so you go to the gym and you start exercising. You might look at yourself yelling at your kids one day and you see yourself in the third person because you're reflecting on it after you've yelled at them and you go, I don't like the way I'm communicating with my family. I need to change that. Maybe you're stressed out and you get home from work and you're completely disconnected at a family function. You go, you know what? That is unacceptable. I need to change that. And maybe get feedback from friends and family. But my point is if we keep sugarcoating shit in our society, if we keep making everybody feel good about everything and removing pain from people, it stops people from taking responsibility and accountability. And I think that that is the wrong thing to do. I think the right thing to do is that if someone is overweight, that people around them should be saying, friends and family should be saying, hey, look, I've noticed you're slipping. Is everything okay? Is there anything that I can do to help? And from there, we can start a conversation. Guys, is it time to get out of your own way? Top executives, rich listers, athletes, high-level celebrities, top performers all know that it's easy to slip backwards and start making excuses, which is exactly why they have coaches. These are literally people at the top of their game, and they still have coaches. So why shouldn't you? Having a coach means having a competitive edge, an edge that has you 3 to 4 steps ahead of everybody else in your industry, in your game, and even in life, an edge that gives you inner strength, confidence, and grit to handle anything in life. That's what you need to accelerate in life. Are you ready to step it up? Are you sick of trying to figure out everything on your own? Let's work together and finally break those barriers that have been holding you back for so long. Let's get you experiencing the success and the fulfillment that you've been dreaming of. Apply for my elite mindset and lifestyle coaching at michaelmojo.com. Go check it out. What we should not be doing is sugarcoating and making people feel good about poor decisions. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people out there in these empowerment movements that are taking these people with these victim-like mentalities who haven't worked through their own shit. Now, this woman here, she was working on her body image, thinking that that was going to change the way she felt about herself. But she was working on the wrong thing. If she'd worked on her mindset and the way she felt, that would have been different. And she could have kept the outcomes and the results that she had with her body. But because she worked on the wrong thing, which was she thought that if I work on my body, it will make me feel better mentally, that's not the case. Our mindset is our mindset and our body is our body. Those two things interrelate with each other, but your mindset is your mindset. If you have mindset problems, you've got to work on your mindset problems. If you've got health problems, you need to work on your health. If you have finance problems, you need to work on your finances. Now, mindset interrelates into all of those. So she avoided working on her mindset and she worked on her body and then got pissed off that it didn't achieve the results that she wanted. And then so she went out there, started to create this empowerment movement for women so that then they can feel better about their poor choices that they're making with their food and their diet and their nutrition and not working on the fucking mindset. And because of that now, there's a large group of women out there who subscribe to this idea that we should just love our bodies in the way that they are. Now, does that help some people? Yeah. For some people, they have a great body and they're looking after themselves and they're healthy and they need to work on their mindset to be able to see themselves that they are doing reasonably well. When you look statistically, the majority of the population in Australia, so there are more people who are obese and overweight than in a healthy weight range, which is mind-blowing. There are more people in society who have no money or very little savings, like less than a week's worth of savings in their bank account. That is a problem. Those problems have to be dealt with, right? What I'm getting at is that we need to tackle the actual problems that are really there. For a lot of women out there who are in a healthy weight range, they have mindset problems and they can't see their body as being not bad. That they're maybe in the top 40 or 35% of the population who aren't obese or overweight. I work with people who make $1 million a year in their business. Yet they'll sit there and go, my business is shit. I'm not where I want to be. This is crap. They might be in the top 10 to 20% of business owners, maybe the top 10, because most businesses never get to $1 million a year in revenue. But because they don't know the statistics, they still think that they're doing a shit job. Now that pressure creates a problem. And you've heard me say this before, purpose over pressure, which means that if you don't have a purpose and you're not making purposeful decisions every day, you're going to have pressure to grow. So if someone like me works with business owners, I can show them that they're in the top 5 to 10% of business owners. They're actually doing a great job, but they're using pressure as their driver instead of purpose. When we get purpose, now they just wake up, they're in flow, they work towards things, they feel more enjoyable with their business, right? They still have problems, they still have stress. Those things never go away, but now they're more purposeful and they enjoy it. The same with the body image thing is that if you're not looking after your health, then you need to change your physical health. You need to change the relationship you have with your diet, with exercise, and maybe with your own body image as well, and your own identity as an individual. So that's what has to change. But if you're in the healthy weight range and you haven't done your mindset work, then you may have a great healthy body that's in a perfect weight range, yet at the same time, you still feel shit about yourself. That's a mindset problem that has to shift and a self-worth identity issue that maybe is driving some patterns of behavior that need to change. So what my point is that we can't live in this victimization world where people just claim all the time that they're a victim of something and then go and find the counter to balance of that. Like saying, well, I'm broke, therefore it's the government's fault, it's everybody else's fault, and therefore everyone else should fix my fucking life. Because that's not going to change anything, right? It won't change anything. And we can blame everybody, we can go back to our past, we can keep trying to heal our past traumas. But by the way, anytime you try to heal something in the past, it already shows that you're wounded and damaged. The more you go back to those moments, the more damaged you become mentally and emotionally because the more you've got to keep rehashing those problems. I can talk more about that in another podcast episode. But there is so much scientific literature out there right now that's showing the more you go back to your past and the more you keep trying to deal with fucking problems in your past, the more it keeps reinforcing them in your future. So what we've got to do is we've got to build a greater future. We have to not see ourselves as victims. We have to see ourselves as victors where we're working towards being better each and every day and working through shit each day to become better on the other side. But we've got to solve real legitimate problems and keep working forward to make ourselves better. Not going back to reasons why we're not where we want to be, because that victim mentality will keep somebody victimized. It will never help them to get where they want to be. And in fact, it probably makes bigger mental health problems in the future. Anyway, Driven Mofos, I hope that this conversation is helping. I hope that for some of you out there, you look at your life, and I know that some of you run a business right now and you're a fucking victim. You say, well, it's my staff, it's the economy, it's all that shit. That's victim thinking. It's time to switch that to a victor thinking. If you need to work on that stuff, shoot me a message in my DMs on Instagram and type in the word coaching and let's have a chat. I'll help you through or we'll crack those patterns so that you can actually be a high level business owner where you can keep pushing for growth and crush it. You will not create growth when you're in that victim-like mentality. It will not happen. Same thing with your health. If you're in that victim-like mentality, well, I'm big boned, you know, genetically, shut the fuck up. No one cares. Everyone has genetics. You can work on those genetics and you can optimize them. I've seen people that are more big boned and more solid in their rigid frames and they can still look absolutely fantastic. I've seen people out there with big booty bums. They look fantastic. I've seen people out there who are big chested. They look fantastic. I've seen people out there who are reasonably thin and find it hard to put on weight. They can still look friggin' great. You can work towards your genetics to optimize them and to get the best results that you can with what you've got and being given. Other people use that shit as an excuse and hold themselves back because they go, well, I'm just big boned. Therefore, I'm always going to be heavy set. That's bullshit. That's just an excuse. That stops you from doing the work. So anyway, community, we are victors. We do win, and we win because we put in the work. We keep working on our mindset. Our mindset is 80% of the results. We all know that we're highly likely that we're the ones who are going to fuck up our own results in life. So we have to keep working on ourselves more than anything else in life if we want to keep growing. Driven Mofos, have a great day. Keep kicking ass. And I look forward to joining me back here again for another episode of the Underestimated Entrepreneur.